My name is J.D. Bradley, and I've had a hell of a life that's given me a unique perspective and crazy stories that I share here.
Years back, I was messing with a black stripper. Her name was Nicole. Her stage name was Heaven. And we kind of had this deal. I was on second shift like I am now. I would get off of work at 10:30, and if she needed a ride home, she would she'd call me and say, hey, she'd come pick me up and give me a ride home. And I would do it, and we'd always end up fucking. You know, worked out well. Anyway, but her father had custody of her son, and we'd always stop by his place first in pretty much the black ghetto in this town, known as the Cut. And she'd give him a little money. And so just sporadically, it wasn't, you know, maybe once or twice a week for, I don't know, months and months. So anyway, she called one night, said she needed a ride. I'm happy. I'm like, I'm gonna get some pussy. So I go over and I pick her up, and we headed over to dad's place, and there was a basketball court there, and there were a bunch of dudes playing basketball, and she got out, and she went in, and she was taking a while, and they were kind of looking at me, and I had an antique Mercedes, was it 280 SL Sports Coupe Roadster, convertible, so I mean, it was an unusual looking car, and so she came back out, and they're all staring at her, and we got in the car, and we took off, and she sticks her head out the window and screams, "You fucking niggers!" Which makes no damn sense. I mean, she's black. I mean, what the fuck? And I was like, Nicole, that's a really stupid thing to do. And she's like, why is that? And I was like, because this is a very unusual car. They're certainly going to remember it. Anyway, so we took off. We fucked, blah, 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 blah. And I didn't hear from her for a while. I can't remember exactly what happened. She went out of town or something. Anyway, well, then I was out drinking one night. And she called me. And I had a pretty good buzz. She's like, hey, I need you to come pick me up. I said, okay. So I went and I picked her up. And she wants to go by her dad's house. And I completely forgot what happened last time until we got there. And we pull up. And there's a bunch of dudes playing basketball. And I parked my car sideways in case I had to take off all at once. I said, Nicole, do you remember what he did last time? So you need to get in there, get out, and hurry the fuck up. And she says, okay. So she gets out of the car. And she takes fucking forever. And then they notice the car. And they started walking over to me. They're in no special hurry, but they surrounded my car, and my window was cracked, and so this one dude says, hey, we got to get paid. I'm like, man, fuck you, dude. As long as you take your punk ass in there getting the cold, just mostly just to throw him off, to take his mind somewhere else where it was at. So you know, my car is fucking surrounded, and a dude tells me they're going to beat my ass, and this one dude fucking jumps up. It had a metal bumper, jumped up on the front metal bumper, started jumping up and down. And the car was still going, so I fucking punched it. The dude was on my bumper, flipped over the car, landed on his face. And then I threw it in reverse and, like, ran at him in reverse, and they all kind of scattered. And I took off. Like, fuck that, man. I was about to get my fucking ass beat by probably 15, 16 dudes. So I'm gone, and then I'm also pissed at her for causing the situation to begin with. And then she calls me, and she's like, where'd you go? And I told her what happened, and she's like, well, fuck you, asshole. Come back and pick me up. I'm like, hell no. I'm not going to get my ass kicked by all these dudes. Like, you're the one that created that anyway. Like, fucking take a cab or something. And so she got really fucking pissed, and we didn't talk for a good year or so. And then we hooked up again a few times, and then she moved to Laredo. But anyway, that's the story of a very close call of getting a severe gang beating that I got. And I hope it amused you. That being said, be sure to check out my books on Amazon.com, J.D. Bradley, and feel free to like my Facebook page, and please like, subscribe, and share on your social media. Thanks a lot for listening, and you have a great day.